From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting there was more today from U.S. President Barack Obama about the shooter in Sunday's attack in Florida.
He appears to have been an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. As we know all too well, terrorist groups like ISIL have called on people around the world and here in the United States to attack innocent civilians.
Mr. Obama was speaking about American-born Muslim Omar Siddiqui Mateen. Mateen carried out the attack on a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, killing 49 people and wounding 53. Patrons at the nightclub said they had frequently seen him there over the past several years. Others said they encountered Mateen on a chat and dating app that caters to homosexuals. French police are holding three men for questioning in relation to the fatal stabbing of a police officer and his partner. Lisa Bryant reports.
Paris prosecutor François Moulins offered fresh details at a press conference about 25-year-old LaRosie Abala, the slain suspect in Monday's stabbing deaths of two police officials. Moulins said investigators seized a list of targets apparently belonging to Abala that included rappers, journalists, and police, along with public personalities. Moulin said Abala described himself to police as a practicing Muslim who had responded to IS's call to kill unbelievers in their homes. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Russian fans at the European Football Championships in France could get their team booted out of the tournament. European football's governing body, UEFA, handed Russia a suspended disqualification Tuesday, plus a fine of nearly $170,000. For the violence by its fans against English fans. This is VOA News. A number of protesters and police officers were injured Tuesday in Paris during demonstrations against proposed changes in French labor laws. When the demonstrators began throwing things at police, authorities responded with tear gas. A number of protesters were arrested. Protests against the new labor laws also took place in other parts of France. The Pew Research Center says Europeans generally see the Islamic State group as the biggest threat to their nations. A new study titled Europeans Face the World Divided indicates climate change is the second largest concern for Europeans ahead of the recent influx of refugees. The UN Children's Fund warns in a new report that increasing numbers of unaccompanied refugee and migrant children in Europe are at risk of exploitation and abuse. Lisa Schlein has more.
Concerns for the welfare of unaccompanied children have shifted to those arriving in Europe on the central Mediterranean route. UNICEF spokeswoman Sarah Crow says this new trend is very worrying.
9 out of 10 refugee children arriving in Europe this year through Italy are unaccompanied.
UNICEF reports more than 7,000 unaccompanied children have made the crossing from North Africa to Italy in the first 5 months of the year. This is twice as many as last year. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The top EU ambassador to Turkey has resigned less than a year after beginning the job. Ambassador Hans-Jürg Haber, a German diplomat who assumed the post last October, has not given a reason for resignation. The announcement comes at a tense time for Turkey-EU relations, as Turkey has not yet met conditions that would allow Turkish citizens to travel in the European Union without a visa. Turkey demanded that privilege in exchange for curbing the flow of refugees into Europe. A new poll shows Democrat Hillary Clinton is widening her lead over Republican Donald Trump in the race for the U.S. presidency. A poll conducted by NBC News and SurveyMonkey last week shows Clinton has widened her lead over Trump by 7 percentage points. Meanwhile, a study released Tuesday by Harvard University's Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy says Trump has disproportionately benefited from news coverage of his campaign. Despite those findings, Trump announced Monday he is banning the Washington Post from campaign events, citing what he believes is unfair coverage. That action extends the list of Trump-banned media organizations to more than half a dozen. Briefly taking a look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.